Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. If you think ripping down the highway on a badass custom chopper is the ultimate thrill ride, try running your own business. The same outlaw spirit that drives some people to strap on a helmet and hit the road drives other people to risk it all and build a business from the ground up. Bikers and entrepreneurs share at least one trait. They do it their way, without compromise. That's the opening liner notes of a book entitled The Ride of a Lifetime, and it's written by Paul Tuttle Sr. Paul and his family and his company appear on the Learning Channel show, American Chopper. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Paul, in addition to the personal stories, quite personal actually, about your life and the challenges you face personally as well as professionally, the most important thing that I took away from the book were these Tuttle's tenets of doing business. If you don't mind, we could just talk about a couple of them.
Yeah, sure.
Why is passion so important to you?
You got to love what you do. And that's what it's all about. If you don't have that passion, then you're not going to succeed in anything that you do. You know, if you're doing a job just because you have to do a job, for me, it's like, why do it? You know what I mean? If you love your job, then it's like a vacation to me. I truly love what I do. And, you know, I was in steel fabrication for 28 years, which is probably one of the roughest business in the industry. I loved it. You know, I loved taking stuff, just starting out with absolutely nothing.
Cold steel.
Yeah. And then just created it into a building or a set of stairs or a set of railings. Just the gratification of starting with nothing and then developing into the final product.
Exactly. Why is it essential to be an example?
For me, especially, you know, starting out as a one-man operation and then developing into where we are today, I think that people look at you all the time and they look at what you do and they look at what your values are and what's important. And that's the same thing I expect out of my people. It's important.
Paul, from watching the show, it really seems that humor and fun is an important part of the OCC work environment. Is that true, or are you guys just performing for the camera?
No, I think it's very true. That's part of enjoying what you're doing. That's what makes the day go by. That's what makes people happy, keeps your employees going, you know what I mean? Listen, nobody likes to be staring at the wall all day and just bending down, welding or whatnot. You know, when I'm out there with the guys, I can't help myself.
Why do you think people in businesses, big and small, lose sight of the basics?
Well, people like to complicate things instead of just keep it simple, you know what I mean? And when I say keep it simple, it's you can't be all over the map. You got to focus in on what you're doing and kind of stay there until you're done doing that and then move on. I think people bounce all over the place. And I think when you bounce all over the place, you get nothing done.
Right. Many managers all over the world are in positions where they don't really have a clear understanding of the nuts and bolts of their business. Now, in the book, you make a very strong case for knowing it all.
Well, especially when you start out by yourself, you have to know every aspect of the business because you do it. As you grow in business, you branch out into a lot of different areas to keep your business successful, you know. So a lot of it's a learning experience. But I always say, when going back to the day when you just had three or four people working for me, and I was the guy that did everything myself, somebody goes out with a set of railings and they come back 5 hours later, it's like, what's the problem?
Where you been?
Yeah, so I'm going to know whether they're telling me the truth or they're not telling me the truth.
A lot of jobs right now, even jobs that are high-tech jobs or managerial financial jobs or whatever, seem to be over-engineered or over-complicated. Based upon what you said, I think you could make an argument for people who are slotted for higher executive positions or management positions to pay their dues in the trenches first, to really understand what's going on.
Absolutely. Experience is everything. I mean, you can go to school, you can read books, you can do whatever you want, but until you get slapped on the hand and get reality of what it's all about, that's what creates change and moving forward, looking back at the mistakes that you made so you can move forward.
With the rapid growth of the Orange County Choppers brand, you knew you couldn't do it all alone. What goes into your hiring decision-making, in particular, those you select for management positions?
That's something that you learn through the years of being in business because you go through so many people. There's no guarantees on people that you hire of their capabilities, but you pick up pretty quick on it, you know, and you know what you want is somebody to be as passionate about their job as you are. Those are the people that'll go to the front line. They're not the people that, when it's tough, you have to look behind to find out where they are, you know? And listen, that's just a part of being in business, and it's visible. If somebody's not doing their job or they're just carefree about what they're doing, I mean, it's just basic instincts.
What does a rookie or a person you've never met before have to do to impress you to get a job at Orange County Choppers?
I think being humble has a lot to do with it. You know, some people come in and they just don't want to be taught. They think that they know pretty much everything. And when that happens, you notice it right away. But you get somebody that truly wants to learn a trade, you could see the humbleness in him, and he'll be able to take the bad with the good.
Do you have any lessons learned that you can share with us about hiring and managing family members in a business?
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, I mean, I say in the book, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. Family's tough, especially in business, because it's hard to separate family from employees. I guess some people can, but it's pretty hard. It's not that I don't think it can work. It can work, you know. I see businesses with father and son type of deals, and I see that the father is taking the son underneath the wing, but the son's paying attention. But I think that a lot of times today in family businesses, a lot of them take it for granted because they don't have to experience the same things that you have to experience. I think it stunts their growth and their learning abilities because they expect it.
And can you talk for a moment about the importance of making good on your mistakes and its relationship to building trust?
Yeah, listen, you know, me personally, if somebody is not doing the right thing with me, then I don't want to deal with that person. And, you know, it's important, the relationships you have with your vendors and stuff like that, because you don't want to make a call and ask for a product, and because you haven't paid your bills and you've been telling stories, if you need that immediately, if you have a good relationship, you're going to get it. If you don't, you're going to be on the back burner, you know?
Paul, is there anything you want to share with us that you feel, just in general, people aren't aware of or should be made aware of?
No, I mean, the thing of it is, people ask me, what do I need to do, you know? And for me, it's simple. People complicate things all the time. And to me, it's, you want to be successful, get out of bed and go to work.
Right.
If you don't put your pole in the water, you're not going to catch any fish.
And also this overriding theme in the book of passion, find something that you love.
Yeah.
Because when business isn't good, you're still going to be nuts about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think failure is not an option.
Exactly. We've been speaking to Paul Tuttle Sr. from the American Chopper Show. He's the author of a new book, The Ride of a Lifetime. Paul, thanks for being with
us
today.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, we'd really like your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.